Brad Davidson from Sky Racing. Good morning.
Morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. How are we, guys?
Very well, thank you. Yes, big news yesterday in regards to Amelia's Jewel. We're set to have a stable change from the Simon Miller stable in the west to the Annabelle Neesham stable at Warwick Farm. And that's after the Goodwood coming up in Adelaide. I think the Goodwood Saturday week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Looking forward to seeing what she can do over east. I know a lot of people are saying she's a bit overrated after being beaten in the Quokka on the weekend, guys. But, gee, I think that's a bit harsh on Amelia's Jewel. You know, she's been in the top two pretty much every run bar
she's
two in her career today.
Very well.
Yeah, I know. And, look, I think as well the other point, guys, is that she's probably more a miler, isn't she? But she's just been trained for that Quokka simply because, you know, it's there in her backyard for the big prize money. So we've seen her beat Pride of Jenny at a mile. We've seen what she's been able to do. She was luckless in a Golden Eagle. I still think she wins that Golden Eagle with any luck at all. So, Annabelle Neesham will be tickled pink about getting this mare in her stable. And, it's a feather in her cap, Annabelle, to get such a big name because, you know, had so many trainers to choose from and just goes to show what light Annabelle's sort of seen in her early days as a trainer. So, terrific effort by the Neesham team, and I'm sure they'll do a terrific job with this mare. But, one more start for the Miller Yard in the Goodwood where the blinkers will go on. So, stays at 1,200 metres, which is the obvious concern there. But, look, hopefully it's a fitting farewell for the team and then onwards and upwards to over to Sydney and, map out a plan, I'm assuming, for the spring. Likely to miss, I think, the Queensland Carnival now. They were looking at that before, but probably focus on the spring, I'd say, from after the Goodwood.
Group 1 action returns to Adelaide this weekend. I also want you to have a look at Davo, if you can give me an opinion on Friday in the Queen of the South Stakes, because the sexy one's about to return in that race. Foxy.
All right. We'll have to have a look. Loz, we'll get back to you with that one. But, it's going to be a good race this weekend. The Sangster, obviously the Adelaide Carnival shaping up to be a strong one. I think they've got free admission for everyone on track there, guys, which is a great initiative to get people to the races. And, I think it's something that race clubs should do more of is open up their gates. It can be quite a costly day at times, particularly if you have a bad day on the punt. So I think, taking away the admission fees are something that be applauded, really.
Yeah, and I just want to say, Brad, Randwick's doing it tomorrow for Anzac Day too. The ATC, free entry at Randwick tomorrow.
Yeah, that's good. And Anzac, Anzac Day is always a terrific day of racing as well. And not only that, but, pay tribute to everyone who fought for this great country in the past as well. So get out there if you've got the day off tomorrow, like a lot of people will have. But, the Sangster shaping up to be a strong race. Estriella, still your favourite, despite drawing barrier number 11. I guess the key for her is to run that strong 1,200 metres. She's shown she's been able to have that, she's got that brilliant speed, we know, and she's proven at 1,200, it's just at this level whether she can hold it, because she can get a little bit tired at the end of six furlongs at sort of, at the best of times. So I suppose that's a little query with her, but she'll be favourite, no doubt, there on the weekend after that big win at Flemington last time out over 1,100, where she smashed the clock. So excited to see what she can do there at Saturday in the Sangster. But she's got good opposition there, good field of mares to do battle.
And I Wish I Win and Autumn Angel, they're going to be heading to the Queensland Carnival.
Yeah, we know Peter Moody's obviously got a soft spot being from Queensland and taking both these horses up here. Not a surprise, guys, because he is the type of trainer, along with Catherine Coleman there in training partnership, where they allow their horses to race into fitness. So generally speaking, they've got a fair bit left in the tank after the Sydney Autumn to be able to go on. And Autumn Angel is obviously pleasing them to head up there towards the Oaks. And I Wish I Win will head up there towards the sprint features. We know he's only lightly raced, and I think he only had the one run, didn't he, in Sydney. So we know what he's like on his day. He's arguably the best sprinter in the country. So only narrowly missed in the TJ, and he's only going to be the fitter off that. I think he's going to be very hard to beat in the sprint features up there. But a great coup for that Queensland Winter Carnival up and coming. Always one of my favourite carnivals, and shaping up to be a strong one again this year.
Have you got anything tomorrow at Randwick, Dover?
Yeah, there's a couple there, Loz, that I think look hard to beat. I thought Call Me Gorgeous looked very hard to beat in the opener, trialling very well and comes out of a very high rating race. It's only start last preparation when pushed wide on the turn. And Wimbayama, the other one there later on in the day, for J-Mac jumps aboard, sets up in trip. The run last time out was terrific at the provincials where it was a very hard day to make ground wide, and he was able to do that against the pattern of the day. So I thought they were the two there at Randwick tomorrow on what shapes to be a good program on the Kensington track on Anzac Day.
Okay, so Anzac Day on the Kenzo tomorrow. Davo's tips, race one, number two, Call Me Gorgeous for David Pfeiffer and Ashra Willer, $2.10 with tab. And also in race eight on the card, number four, Wimbayama, $2.90 with tab. Brad, thank you so much, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Cheers.